All right. Who knew you could make the word javelina sound so great?
And you know, and the other side is the flip side of the javelinas. You know, on the other side is the Gila Monster's ball. And all the mischievous singers are singing a song like this. How long the day when you're waiting for the night? When will the darkness come? The absence of joy, the pleasure of pain. It's insane, try some.
The Gila Monster's ball.
Yeah, the Gila Monster's ball. So, and all the mischievous creatures are singing at the Gila Monster's ball. It's called, the song in short is called Howl. Tonight you're going to howl at the moon like you never howled before.
So this is all on a new album coming out.
Yeah, it's all written out. You know, I recorded a lot of the demos and things like that. And it's just, you know, it's just a big dream, and it's something I've been working on a long time. And it really is about, I think, the disfranchisement that I've experienced in my own life, you know, with the mines in northern Minnesota and what happened to the Anishinaabe people, the displacement on the Iron Range to all kinds of people and all kinds of ethnic backgrounds and things. So you kind of are affected of them things. And I'm writing it because I live in the desert now, so I'm using the metaphors of the desert creatures, the marginal creatures. The marginal creatures are my creatures who will save the earth.
You mentioned the Iron Range. You're originally from Mountain Iron, is
yeah,
that
Virginia. Well, from Parkville, a little town scrunched up between them two giants.
Okay. That's right. What was it like growing up in Parkville?
Well, I'm with a friend that I knew a long time ago. He's a little older than me. Now he's got a nice jewelry shop on the North Shore. And he's one of the sponsors who are helping the show tonight, you know, Stefan Hoagland's shop. And we've been friends a long time. And so you make friendships like that. But I think really what it was like was we're very naive, you know, on the Iron Range with the taconite boom and the whole thing, you know, with you know, like there was almost like no Indian history on the Iron Range. Like those hills weren't ours, or we didn't have no villages up there. You know, it was like from the time the Leonidas Meredith discovered iron and he's looking for gold. From that point on, there was an obliteration in a sense. You know, and I'm not angry or anything about it, but I feel a little bit deprived when I go home. And I can't walk in the forest no more because there is none. And these forests were so vital to the wetlands. It was like the spine of a giant that had drainage to the Hudson Bay, the St. Lawrence Seaway, and the Gulf of Mexico. And we mined along the spine for 100 miles. And so now the ramifications of I think a misleading past and things like that, of dishonor, it's coming to visit people. And so we got to soothe each other. We got to help each other through these hard times, you know, and realize that maybe we can get by with enough. You know, maybe I don't need more. Maybe the word prosperity means enough.
Yeah, well said. We're visiting with Keith Cicola here.
That was a rant, sorry.
No, no, that was very eloquently put, I would say. 15 minutes before 7 o'clock, we are visiting with Keith Cicola. You've got probably how many recordings do you have out, Keith?
Well,
five.
I'm six actually, and I'm working on the seventh one to be released. And
I was unfamiliar with your album Homeland.
Yeah.
It's a soundtrack until Stacey Droulard, an independent producer here at WTIP, with your permission, used one of the songs off of it to. As her theme music for the program Walking the Old Road that aired here on WTAP. A lot of our listeners will be familiar with that. And it's a really, it's just a beautiful album. And I'm curious about what it was like for you to do a soundtrack, to collaborate with someone sense.
You know, the outcome of that collaboration for Stacey and Kelly to use that, you know, in their work, to me, that's the whole essence why you do things like that, so you can promote and support your work along that way, you know. And so, along the professional, you know, they talk about the music business because it is a business. A musician kind of makes money from three ways. One is from live performance, two from merchandising, and three from publishing. Mm-hmm. And so you got to get all these three things hitting. You know, you got to be able to sell your merchandise, both online, e-commerce, afterwards. There's all kinds of ways with the social networking now. We're learning a revolution in sales and how to market and download and things. And so we're seeing a new paradigm come in. But we also have to be publishers, you know. And I told Stefan today, you know, if I was telling a young person coming up in the music business, I'd say become a songwriter. I mean, it's important that we become guitar players and piano players, banjos, singers. But it's important to become a songwriter because, you know, you got one third of your income coming in. If you write songs and you get royalties from them songs, mm-hmm. you work soundtracks. Right now I'm up here. I just did the soundtracks to a profile of native artists in Minnesota, 17 of them. And they're couched down in Minneapolis, and they'll do a documentary. And it's going to be a 45-minute documentary about native artists in Minnesota. So I'm doing the soundtrack, you know, as I was in Minneapolis a couple of days working on that, and as well as putting some things together for local photographers and artists mm-hmm. and things. So those kind of things are important, you know, that. So when you asked me the question, what it was like, that was an opportunity for me to see how to underscore things, you know, like you don't want too much going on when people are talking, but something enough to carry the music, you know, mm-hmm. carry thoughts. And that's kind of like an atmospheric album is like that. Thoughts are like words, you know, so you got to have the music down during the thoughts and words so people can flow through them areas.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, we are just within about 10 more. We've got about 10 or 11 minutes left of the show here. And I'd like to...
Are we still 370 miles?
You know what? I don't even care anymore.
Oh, no. No, I was going to say we're care. North of, you know, 10 miles north of Minneapolis from 300, I don't know how far.
You're probably pretty close,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
With just 10 or 11 minutes left, let's try and get another couple songs out.
That'd be great.
I'd love to hear a couple more tunes of your choice. It's
I'll
all
play
great.
This one because this is, I'll do a short version. It's called Ooh Highway, and it's a Doppler effect. And I actually got stranded one evening. I think there was a municipal liquor store in this town somewhere. And, you know, it was one of them nights where you don't have enough money, so you kind of stay out and to get a hotel. So I ended up sleeping in a public place down there. But I stayed up a long time, you know, as long as I could. And this song is called Ooh Highway.